Right.
Mm. Yep. So Jezebel have a spirit to kill, steal, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked God, I said, well, what is it I can say about Jezebel again? He said, tell the people, Jezebel went to hell.
Yes.
Jezebel went to hell.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes. And I just said, what? He said, tell him I said Jezebel went to hell.
That's right.
And anybody that has the spirit of Jezebel, gonna go to hell with her. He brought me back to 1 Kings 19, 1 through 9. And a few other scriptures. But that was one of the key scriptures. 1 Kings 19, 1 through 9. And it gives you a story on who she was and what she did. You see, back in the days as a young person, I didn't understand the spirit of Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that when they called you Jezebel, they was talking about my clothes, my makeup, my earrings. But I didn't understand it had nothing to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was the spirit of control.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
And whatever she did and what she had to do, she used that to control.
Mm-hmm.
If she got put makeup on her face, she used it to control.
Mm-hmm.
If she put earrings in her ear and dressed unmodestly, she used it to control. She used what she had to get what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
When we read 1 Kings 19, 1 through 9, it says what?
When Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he killed all the prophets of Baal. Mm-hmm. So Jezebel sent this message to Elijah. May the God strike me and even kill me if by this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you killed them.
Jesus.
Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah, and left his servant there. Then he went on alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors who have already died. Then he lay down and slept under the broom tree. But as he was sleeping, an angel touched him and told him, get up and eat. He looked around and there beside him was some bread, or beside his head was some bread baked on hot stones and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. Then the angel of the Lord came again, touched him and said, get up and eat some more, or the journey ahead of you will be too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Sinai, the mountain of God. There he came to a cave where he spent the night.
Amen.
Amen.
As we read the story, we also want to illuminate our thoughts on the characteristics of Jezebel. Go to 1 Kings 16 and 31. Because she had this particular characteristic about her. And in the last days and in the days to come, and especially this year, God wants us to watch it and pray.
Amen.
Because Jezebel, she gonna come in and she gonna try to take down the strong man. Go to 1 Kings 16 and 31.
And as though it were not enough to follow the sinful example of Jeroboam, he married Jezebel, the daughter of King Ethbal of the Sidians, and he began to bow down in worship of Baal.
Mm-hmm. You listening? How she controlling already? Mm-hmm. She done got in and married. Mm-hmm. And now she done convinced them to start following her God. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Which was Baal.
Mm-hmm.
Go to 2 Kings 9, 6 and 10. She's all in the kings. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. She's all in the king. Y'all get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Pay attention. She dealing with the kings. Mm-hmm. Even in the scripture, she in the kings.
Right.
She messing with the kings. Mm-hmm. That's the leadership, the top, mm-hmm. the monarchs. Amen.
Amen.
That's why they put her in kings, because she was messing with the kings. Kings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Second Kings 9, 6 and 10.
So Jehu left the others and went into the house. Then the young prophet poured the oil over Jehu's head and said, "This is what the Lord of God of Israel says. I anoint you king over the Lord's people, Israel. You are to destroy the family of Ahab, your master. In this way, I will avenge the murder of my prophets and all the Lord's servants who were killed by Jezebel. The entire family of Ahab must be wiped out. I will destroy every one of his male descendants, slave and free alike, anywhere in Israel. I will destroy the family of Ahab as I have destroyed the families of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, and Baasha, son of Ahijah. Dogs will eat Ahab's wife Jezebel at the plot of land in Jezreel, and no one will bury her." Then the young prophet opened the door and ran.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jezebel went to hell.
Yes.
Just like that. In order for a person to die that type of death, that had to be horrible. Mm-hmm. But then you see in the scripture, it talks about how Jehu was anointed to do that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He was appointed and anointed by God. As Elijah followed the instructions to anoint him to be king, just to do that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right. The point I'm trying to make is Jezebel, she was appointed to do what she did too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Just because a person is not what you call the person that God thinks you should choose, don't mean they ain't chosen to do something.
Right.
Mm. Mm. Every man is chosen for a purpose.
Mm.
Her purpose was so that she could take the wicked kings down. Amen. Mm-hmm. And Jehu could come destroy them all.
Yes, Jesus.
She was just being used. Amen.
Right. Amen.
She was just being used. So what I'm trying to say is, when we think about our enemies and they're coming against us and using those Jezebel powers against us, they're being used.
Mm-hmm.
But God says there's a Jehu
yes.
that's been assigned to you.
Yes, yes.
Come on with it.
To take them down.
Yes.
Jezebel went to hell.
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Yes, ma'am.
The scripture defines Jezebel as the daughter of the king of Seonias. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible defines her in detail by detailing her marriage to an evil king. Mm-hmm. He was already evil.
Mm-hmm.
But he bought an evil helpmate to him to destroy all that. That was her job.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the Bible. What was his name? Judas. Who turned in who? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That was his job.
Right.
Think it not strange. Mm-hmm. When divers of temptation come against you.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jezebel spirit approach you. That's their job. They have Jezebel spirits and demons assigned to buffet you.
Right, right, right.
That's what they do.
Yep.
But the Lord said, take joy. Because that means that you are powerful.
Yes.
And if he could send people out against you as an assignment to destroy you, you a bad son of a gun. Mm. That means he knows what you made of. Mm. The Bible says she was a worshiper of Baal. I ain't say adulterer, idoler. There's a difference. Adulterer is somebody who cheating with only me. Idoler is somebody who's worshiping idol gods. Amen? She was a persecutor of the prophets. She thought she had so much control. She had prophets, 400 prophets under her. That she had control over.
Jesus.
Hey! I'm making a point. But God sent one. Hey!
Yes.
To destroy them all.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Amen. The devil have to have groups.
Yes. Yes.
Networks.
Yes.
The gang up. They got the gang up on you.
Yes.
And you just won. If you wasn't so powerful, listen to what I'm saying. They wouldn't need a game.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You ever seen people that jump you?
Yes.
Six and seven, they come up on you and just everybody got to jump. Why you got to jump me? Because if you came by yourself, you can't handle this.
That's right. That's right.
So you got to send more than one on me.
Uh-huh.
Because you know I'm going to be swinging with my arms, my legs. All that is with me. Yes, my holy name.
Yes.
I'm going to be rolling on you.
Yes.
So you got to bring it. You got to bring it. You got to bring six arms to my two. Because you know if I get loose on you, I'm going to tear you up. She also plotted Naboth's vineyard.
Jesus.
She succumbed to a violent end, though.
She sure did.
Treacherous. When we define hell, hey, what is hell to you? I know hell to me is a place I don't want to go.
I know that's
what
right.
I'm thinking.
It's too hot.
I know that's right.
And it got a whole lot of other stuff going on down there I don't want nothing to do with. When we think about hell, see, hell means something different to everybody. Amen?
Amen.
Brother Nikhil, what is hell to you?
Doing it, and then eventually you
like
to face it, so you spend eternity doing it.
Amen. Anybody else? That's a good answer. Anybody else?
A point of no return.
A point of no return.
And what God showed me, it's like a person in hell, it's like they are on that revolving spit, and they are rolling and rolling and rolling in the fires of hell. And they are constantly being consumed.
Amen. Hell.
To me, it means when you disobeyed God, you were an abomination, reprobated, and now there's only one place where you end up.
Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, that's good.
That is good.
Anyone else? Hell. Hell defines a spiritual realm of evil and suffering, often depicted as a place of perpetual fire, a place where the wicked are punished after death. The Bible says, suffer a witch not to live. If God says suffer a witch not to live, where you think they're going? They ain't going to heaven. I heard people say they don't believe hell. They don't believe there's a hell. Well, if you don't believe there's a hell, you don't believe there's a heaven. Because it's the opposite of heaven.
Right.
I believe in both of them. Because the word says so.
Yes. Amen.
Why would he put it in the word of God if it ain't real?
Right. That's right.
That's the living God, the truth. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
As 2026 approaches and settles, we will be faced with a number of people throughout the seasons. The Lord told me to teach the people to build the ministry.
Amen. Amen.
Help the people to discern what kind of spirits to identify that try to take over the church. This spirit is called the spirit of Jezebel.
Yes.
Your job this year is going to be to watch and pray.
Yes.
Use wisdom. The Bible says those that win souls win them wise.
Yes.
Your job is going to be to watch and pray. I only have two eyes. But between my leaders, there are six other eyes.
Amen.
Watch your pastor and pray for him.
Amen.
Because when Jezebel enters the church, they come to attack the leader. Because if they got the strong man, they got the whole church. They set their eyes on the top, not the bottom. You know why the congregation never knows what's going on with Jezebel? Because she don't go to them. They're just members. They can't stop the church. They there to get help from the church. But she goes, he goes to the top. So he could dominate the whole church. Things don't fall from the bottom up. They fall from the top down.
Right.
I also want you to understand the Jezebel spirit is not only a spirit that inhabits women. You better understand. We call Jezebel witches, but they got warlocks too. But men can also be contaminated by this spirit as well. It has no gender. The spirit of Jezebel has no gender. It's a behavior. It's a characteristic. It's a spiritual handicap. It's important for us to identify the character traits and the characteristics of Jezebel, so you'll know who it is and who she is.
Amen.
Or who he is. First of all, they're going to start dividing. Because see, when they divide, they what? Conquer.
Right.
That's why I say the biggest hurdle y'all crossed over, and God is so good because it was right at the end. And 2025 is unity.
Amen. Hey, glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Because where there's unity, there's power and strength.
Yes, Jesus. That's right. Thank you. Yes, Jesus.
And everybody on the same page.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
So that spirit can slither in and start biting. The first thing you want to watch is manipulation. Mm-hmm. Manipulation and control.
Yep.
They want to be over something. Mm-hmm. They want to find something to be over. Mm-hmm. Like Missionary Anita always said, they can't stay in their lane.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They got to get out their lane and drive in everybody else's lane. Yep.
Yes, yes.
Because they just ain't satisfied where they's at. And the reason for that is because they need to hit all these lanes to manipulate, divide, and conquer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yep.
Because if they could get the leader's attention on the choir, the leader now focus on the members. Mm-hmm. Not focus on the word. Mm-hmm. Not focus on the health that the people need. Jesus. If they could get the leader's attention on the usher board, they can get the leader attention on who wearing a short dress and who wearing a long one. All these things they have their hands in. The kitchen.
Jesus.
On the cook.
Lord Jesus.
They got the church. Because the leader is now focused on the real deal. Or the real circumstances. Or the real thing that's going on in the church. Which is the soul saving. The people get free and delivered. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Sister Ashley.
Morning.
Seduction. Sexual immorality. That's another thing. Takes over. Certain little things go on. Well, there's sexual activity in the church that's unclean. Or they trying to get at the leader through sex. Most of the time is with the men. But it falls on the women too. Especially in a house where there's women and less men. That Jezebel entity will come in and have that man flirt with every woman in that church. Jesus. Next you're going to see rebellion. Against authority.
Right.
Yes.
They do not want to listen to nothing you tell them.
That's right.
If you say go left, they're going right. If you say up, they're going to say why.
Jesus.
Jesus. You can't tell them to do nothing. Because they're going to tell you, I just don't feel like that's the way it should go. Jesus. I think it ought to go this way. You don't think nothing, Jezebel. We got to take this through our pastor.
That's right.
Amen.
And see what she say about it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You shut up.
Amen.
And sit down.
Yes.
Amen.
I ain't said be quiet. I said shut up.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Being quiet is what they... You going to shut up, Jezebel. You going to stop talking to these people and getting in their ear and telling them what you going to do and what you ain't. Yes, no, you not. You going to get out of here.
That's
right. That's what you gonna do.
That's right.
Let your feet do the walking.
Yes.
Quick. See, you gotta recognize these things.
Yes, yes.
We're going into a new year where we're gonna have people coming in here. You don't know who gonna overturn in here. But we have to have eyes to see and ears to hear.
Yes.
Now, am I saying everybody that entered the door is a Jezebel? No. God gonna let you know who it is.
Amen.
Cause guess what? Jezebel don't like love. Jezebel don't like unity. Jezebel don't like peace. Jezebel don't like organization. Jezebel don't like authority. And you could just forget about the spirit of excellence. This individual gonna be prideful and arrogant.
Jesus.
There's nothing you can tell them. Everything you tell them, they already know.
Jesus.
I don't need you to tell me that. I got this. I understand you. You don't have to do this. You don't have to. God put leaders in the church for a reason.
Amen.
To lead.
Yes.
Jesus.
It may be far and few between, but the people I'm praying this year that God sent is obedient to God.
Yes.
Not to me.
Yes.
I'm not God. I'm just an instrument that he used. But know to look to the hills for which cometh the help.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
I can't fix your situation, but I can show you, run you out of mine.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Because God said, if I'm not fit to run my house, I can't run the house of God.
That's hey, right.
I'm fit.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
I'm fit.
Amen.
And guess what? If you don't think I'm fit, stay in here and watch St. Tammany Slammy come in here and get you. Because I sure will call him for you.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
With just as much grace, I sit right here and just dial him. Could you remove Jezebel out of here, please?
Amen. Amen.
Without a problem. She or he has fringed repentance. Mm. They repent by choice.
Right. Mm.
If they choose to repent, that's what they do. Mm. God ain't say we pick and choose over what we repent over. Mm-hmm. He said you got to repent. He ain't say I pick and choose to repent mm-hmm. over this. Mm-mm. You got unforgiveness, you got to repent. I don't care who it's for. Mm-hmm. You have a lack of love, you got to repent. I don't care who it's for.
Amen.
It ain't about you. It ain't about what you want. Mm-mm.
Exactly.
They appear to be victims.
Mm-hmm.
They appear to be sorrowful. They have fake outbursts.
Yes.
Of sympathy and tears.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Just crying. One minute they're laughing and talking, the next minute they're just crying, wanting the whole church to feel sorry for them.
Jesus.
So they could drop something in their ear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she just looked at me the wrong way. Mm-hmm. She just said this wrong me. Shut up.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Get thee under my feet, Satan.
Yes, Jesus.
That's right.
Yes, Jesus.
Get under this tent.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
They try to cause intimidation.
Mm.
They be telling you what to do. Look at here. You better go sit down somewhere. You just got in here. Amen. And you telling me what to do? No, you're not.
Mm.
You gonna sit thee down in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You gonna sit thee on your bottom. And you gonna mind thee business. Find that in the scripture.
Amen.
They try to intimidate you and cause fear and discouragement. Let me tell you why certain people don't walk up to certain people. Because they know if they do, they're going to get the business.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll walk up to people that's humble.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
To try to intimidate them. You can't intimidate me, Jezebel.
Mm-hmm.
See, Jezebel know me.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't even coming toward me.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go that way. Whoop. Mm-hmm. I asked my sister, I said, why do you think people... like, they get scared when I talk to them. She said, because your voice. You just have authority in your voice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I don't be saying nothing mean.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no. She said, they just ain't going to play with you. They just know.
Mm-hmm.
She said, they know that. They know that they know not to play with you. And I told her, it ain't no right.
Amen. Amen.
You got to be strong to be around me.
Yeah. Amen.
I had a little niece. I just talked to her. She just started crying. What is you crying for? I just said. And she said, it's your voice. Well, I'm sorry, I ain't changed.
Amen.
They try to cause you to be discouraged. And make you feel like you nothing. When they ain't nothing.
Right.
Jesus.
That's why you're coming in your place to control it. Because they ain't got nothing to control.
Right.
See, you need to know the fruits of the believers. And see the fruits. The spirit of the believer. They cause division, confusion. And they're reckless. There's a recklessness about them. Praise the Lord, good morning. They're good morning. Reckless.
Good morning.
How do we identify when someone is consumed with the Jezebel spirit? Mm. The person becomes weak by the spell of the spirit.
Mm.
That person is attacked and become weak by the spell. Good morning, guys. By the spell of the spirit. You wonder why they're falling into their thought process. Why they believe in this? Why? What is the reason the person just start believing something that's unbelievable? Where it came from? They spoke in their ears. They come to cause division.
Yes.
And we identify the Jezebel spirit because it'll make the person weak. It make the person start being double-minded.
Mm-hmm.
It captivates the person and have complete control over them.
Mm-hmm.
They start doing stuff they never did. Mm-hmm. 1 week they're talking about how much they love the pastor in the church, and the next week they done forgot. If you also, this is for women and men, when you approach the spirit of Jezebel and you become intimate and y'all get in a relationship, let me tell you something. Soul ties are real.
Yes.
You cannot be with somebody and have a soul tie with that individual and never touch them, and you can't get your mind off them.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all souls intertwine.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine if you intimate with them, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
They have full control over your spirit because now they've connected with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they say when a husband and wife get married, they one.
Yes.
Because once you be intimate with that person, you one with them. You're going to start eating what they eat. You're going to start acting like they act. You gonna start saying what they say? You gonna start doing what they do?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all have connected.
Mm-hmm.
And spirits connect.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm telling you. I don't want to get too graphic because we do have young people in the building. But I'm gonna tell you, when you connect intimately and physically outside of marriage with somebody, and you go to the next person, that person that you connected with lasts 7 years with you.
Mm-hmm.
Read about it. It takes you 7 years to get rid of that spirit. You wondering that you just fighting with stuff. When that other person come, you don't like them doing this. You can't understand why they doing that. Because you was connected to another spirit. And that spirit is not completely gone.
Jesus.
Because that's why they tell you don't. And 7 is the number of what?
Completion.
That's even in the laws of the land.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You could have a credit card.
Yep.
After 7 years it's canceled, you start all over again.
Jesus.
It's gone. Still on your credit report, but it's gone. 7 is the number of what?
Completion.
So it takes you 7 years to eliminate. Y'all better listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. It takes you 7 years to eliminate a spirit from your body once you connect with that spirit. And that goes for men and women. Because you had an exchange. Then you wondering why you arguing and fighting with the person that God gave you. Jesus. There's a strong man there. Mm-hmm. There's a spirit husband there. There's a spirit wife there. These spirits tightly tighten and bind you. You could be with the other person, but you're thinking about the other one. In your mind, you thinking, oh, well, that person just wasn't as appreciative. That's what I'm going to say to me. I wasn't as appreciative to him for his physical appearance, for her bodily, you know, whatever. But it ain't that. Your spirit ain't connecting with them. It's something about that person that just... And depend... Lord, I don't know why I'm going here. Depending on what it is, you might get up with something you can't get rid of after 7 years. That's going to stay with you for the rest of your life. Imagine. Jesus, help us. Spirits can tightly bind you and bind the individual. These are called charms. They use charms. Money is a charm. They got some women and men, you dangle some money in front of them, you can have anything you want. They're going to be at your beck and call. It's like a carrot in front of a rabbit.
Jesus.
If I keep swinging it like this, he going to soon jump up and eat it. They can influence you, this Jezebel spirit. Now remember I told you, Jezebel is not just a woman. Jezebel is it don't have a gender. It's a spirit. So anybody, it can inhabit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It give you false promises. It could give you false promises. It charm false promises. I'ma marry you. I'ma buy you a house. I'ma take care of your kids. We gonna move away to another town and start all over and buy a ranch. False promises. Mm-hmm. Well, God, no promise is broken.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Amen.
They use manipulation. They'll find things you like and dangle it in front of your face. Mm-hmm. Nice restaurants, nice clothes, nice shoes. All these are charms for Jezebel. And it's a difference if you're trying to get to know somebody. They're supposed to buy you roses, but you got to have boundaries.
Amen.
I'm not saying a man should send you a nice bouquet of flowers. That's not what I'm saying. You know the difference in just a bouquet of flowers and control.
Right. Amen.
Because after the flowers, they're going to start telling you what to do, where to go, and how to do it, and when. And they're going to strip you of your independence. Jezebel wants to be in control. They want to strip you of your independence. Am I making sense?
Yes.
All these things, etc., are charms. They start doing favors for you. Now, you've been riding around with a mint pop on your car for about a year. Y'all know what a may pop is? Yeah, man. A tie that may pop any minute. May Pops. Glory to God. I have many May Pops, so I know. And you've been riding around that May Pop all year, and they all of a sudden just go buy you a couple of ties, doing favors. Mm-hmm. What you think they're doing the favor for?
Control.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Huh, I had somebody bought me a tie, Warlock, bought me some ties, and got mad because I was going to a certain place. He come in and cut them up. Amen. It's the truth. Mm-hmm. Until I identified what he was. Mm-hmm. Warlocks and witches take back what they get you. Mm-hmm. When they don't have control over you.
Right.
Mm. When you can't be in their control, they take it back. Mm-hmm. But guess what? I'll give it back to you, but by the time it gets to you, it's going to be so broke up, you ain't going to be able to identify it. It's going to be going to keep because it's going to be broke.
Yes.
It might come in one way, but it's going out a whole nother kind of way when you get back.
Saturday 7.
That's right. You're going to need some instructions to put that something gun back together. And I mean it. The Bible says that Jezebel was notorious. Mm. Y'all know, y'all ever heard Notorious B.I.G.?
Yes.
That was a bad boy. Jezebel was a bad girl. Mm-hmm. She was notorious for persecuting prophets. Mm-hmm. She'll tell you up. Mm. You did anything against what she wanted you to do, huh? Mm-hmm. That's why the strange woman is a Jezebel.
Right.
Because she'll go and mess with a married man. And when that married man don't do what she wanted him to do, she going to tell his wife. Mm-hmm. She going to destroy his family. Mm-hmm. She going to pull up to his house and knock on the door. And she'll get what she get and don't throw a fit.
That's right.
She knock on my door. Mm-hmm. You coming in. Invited or uninvited? Come on in here. I got something for you. You want to invite yourself over here? Sit down for a spell. Or lay down. Because yeah. I can guarantee you the way you come in, you ain't going out.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And I know every woman agree with that.
Yes.
Don't come to my house. Mm-hmm. Jezebel had a very strong spirit. She liked to carry out decrees. Mm. She'll decree around the nation. She told him, she said, by this time tomorrow,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want his life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He took my 400 men from under me that I had control over. One man did that. Guess what? I want him. Mm-hmm. You're running for your life? Mm-hmm. That's why you're running for it. Mm-hmm. You're running for your life because you one person that could take down an army of 400. Mm-hmm. Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Mm-hmm. Am I making sense?
Yes,
man. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You a threat. Because guess what? If you ever put yourself in the right place at the right time with the right word,
yes,
you gonna tear them up right. Mm-hmm. And they know that. Yes, you gonna amen. Decree and declare some stuff too. Mm-hmm. That you gonna dispatch Jehu
that's
to
right.
feed them yes. to the dogs.
That's right.
Hey,
that's
right. Amen.
Yes.
She sent a decree out that by the same way Elijah got rid of the 400 prophets of Baal, she was going to get rid of him. Mm-hmm. Go to 1 Kings 19:1-3. And they got some people come in your life. They're coming to get rid of you. Mm-hmm. They're going to have some people come in this church to pull you out of here because they don't want you to get what God got for you. You gotta have a mind to know what you're here for.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
If you're here for God, stand for God.
That's right.
Amen.
Let them do whatever they do. That's you right. do what God told you to do.
Yes.
Don't let Jezebel control you.
That's right.
1 Kings 19:1-3.
When Ahab got home, he told Jezebel everything Elijah had done, including the way he killed all the prophets of Baal. So Jezebel sent this message to Elijah: "May the gods strike me and kill me if this time tomorrow I have not killed you just as you killed them." Mm-hmm. Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah, and left his servant there.
Hmm. Get what he did. She did. She cursed her own self.
That's right. She
yes,
did.
She sure did.
I will bless those that bless you.
Yes. Yes.
And curse those that curse you.
Yes.
Yes.
She cursed herself.
Yes.
Yes, she did.
As you read the story of Elijah, you will see that he was running for his life.
Yes, he was.
From Jezebel. But I got a question for you today. Why do you think it always took 40 days? At 40 nights. The number 40. See, 40 represented a significant period of testing.
Okay.
Of trials. Also, purification. God said, in those times, he told Elijah, eat, drink.
Yes.
Eat. Build your strength.
Yes, yes.
Because in 40 days and in 40 nights, you going back.
Right, oh my God. Right.
You're going to have a transformation.
Yes,
Jesus. And a purification that's going to make you stronger. And get you ready. God said there will be a new phase linked to the divine judgment.
Yes, Jesus.
Of spiritual growth.
Yes.
You will have a new phase of divine judgment.
Yes.
Noah, 40 days, 40 nights, it flooded, huh?
Yes.
Moses went on Mount Sinai for 40 days.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Think it not strange when you take when God take you through these purification times. Jesus was tempted for 40 days, 40 nights.
Yes.
See, 40 is significant. It signifies post-resurrection. Mm-hmm. When somebody say, "I want you to do something for 40," even on the job, they give you what? 90-day probation. Mm-hmm. Don't think after that 90 days they ain't watching you for 4 more weeks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right.
That what man said. Mm-hmm. Cause they watching you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cause a lot of people make it just through the probation. Mm-hmm. Then they start acting like a Jezebel. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right.
Amen. Am I making sense?
Yes.
The enemy taunted God. Mm-hmm. He said, "If you just give up, you can have the whole world." Jesus. And Jezebel will tell you, "If you just give up, I'll give you the whole world." Because Jezebel was notorious. Look at your name and say, "Jezebel was notorious."
Jezebel is notorious.
As you read the story of Elijah, you will see that he went through running from Jezebel. He still was given grace and mercy by God to anoint 3 men to complete the work.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they set out. He set out to make sure God was so great, he covered every area.
Amen.
Because see, Jezebel, remember now, she was the buffer to go in and pull down the evil kings. Mm. And God told Elijah, that's why all the prophets of Baal, see the prophets of Baal was under her control. Mm. So they prophesied what she said. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Elijah didn't. Mm-hmm. Whatever she told him to prophesy me $1 million, they're going to prophesy. Mm-hmm. Prophesy me a house, they're going to prophesy. Mm. She was controlling them. Mm-hmm. But he made sure all of them was gone so he could appoint through Elijah the new kings that wasn't evil.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hazael. Mm-hmm. He, Elijah anointed Hazael to become king over Syria. Mm-hmm. Jehu. Y'all know who that is.
Yeah.
He became not only a swordsman, but he became king over Israel.
Yes.
To execute judgment on Ahab's house.
Yes.
Ahab was Jezebel's husband,
yeah,
who was mm-hmm. evil. Mm-hmm. So Jehu went in there and slain all them. Sure he did. Said, I don't need nobody. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jehu wasn't playing with him. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. He went in there and took him out.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm.
He was anointed and appointed through Elijah by God to fill the prophecy.
Yes.
Amen.
To get rid of the yes. evil.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Elijah anointed Eliza.
Yes.
Amen.
To succeed him and to help him and assist him in the process. So when God allowed me to lay hands on Sister Lathan and prophesy and say, you have my mantle to help me.
Yes.
I didn't know. I don't care what other people say I wasn't doing. I know what God told me to do.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I was Elijah. Yes. And she was my Eliza.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen.
God is never going to appoint somebody to you and don't tell you who it is. Mm.
Amen.
He tell you who the person is.
Amen.
I don't know who was seeing what. But I can tell you this, I knew Jezebel had stepped up mm-hmm. on the strong man mm-hmm. to take the strong man down. Mm-hmm. That was the leader over the people, so yes. the people could see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You bind the strong man and blind the strong man, nobody can see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's why Jezebel was upset. Mm-hmm. Because she had no control over the seer.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's yes. right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
The real seer.
Yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
Everybody called for a different purpose.
Yes.
Amen.
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 So you got to, Jezebel had to try to blind the seer. Mm-hmm. But the seer ain't stopped looking.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
She saw this way mm-hmm. and she saw that way.
Yep.
And she saw you too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
See, there were things that was required of Elijah. Even though he was chased down by the devil. Elijah needed Eliza. Because while Elijah is being chased down by the devil to secure the anointing over the sanctuary, Elijah is helping. Yes. The work's still going.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Sometimes my fight is bigger. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I always tell you, things got to happen to me first before they happen to y'all. Mm-hmm. My fight is bigger. Mm-hmm. So you always need an Eliza.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
To help you.
Amen.
And God gonna tell you who it is.
Amen.
Trust me. We have to realize that Jezebel needs to stay in hell.
Yes.
Amen.
Because if she continues her journey and her assignment, she gonna pull down the strong man. Mm. And she gonna have the church. Mm. Or he gonna have the church. You have to be persistent and not get hung up on just Jezebel. But ship the spirit right back to hell.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
where it originated from. So I have one thing to say, and I want you to tell your neighbors. Look at your neighbor and say, Jezebel, go back to hell.
Go back to hell.
And we mean that.
And we mean that.
Yes. Amen.
In Jesus' name, be blessed.
Amen. Amen. Amen.